Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I'm so glad you're here as we start something a little different together, something I'm excited about, and honestly, something I think would change the way you see God, which may very well change your life. Amen? For the next several weeks, possibly months, we're going on a journey through the names of God. We're starting something special today. This journey through the names of God, why? Why do we do it? Because names matter. Now, these aren't just labels. They're invitations. Each name God reveals in Scripture is like a door He opens, saying, come in, see who I am, know me, not just about me. That's what I want for all of us, not just information, but relationship. That's why we're doing this. You see, before we ever meet God as our provider, before we call Him as our healer, before we learn to trust Him as our shepherd, we meet Him as something else. Creator. Everything starts there. That's the foundation. But before we jump into this week's lesson, let's pray. Abba, our Father, we come before you with humble hearts and open hands. You are Bore, our Creator, the one who spoke everything into being, the one who holds every moment, every breath, and every hope in your hands. We thank you for revealing yourself to us, not as a distant mystery, but as the living, personal God who wants to be known. Thank you, Yeshua, for coming and revealing yourself as Bore in John chapter 1. Through you, all things were made, and by you, we are redeemed. Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, would you open our eyes and our hearts as we begin this series? Help us to see you in new ways. Give us ears to hear your voice and the courage to respond. Speak order into our chaos. Speak light into our darkness. We invite you to create something new in us today, to show us more of your glory, and to draw us closer to your heart. Speak and teach through me today, and help me to communicate clearly what you want us to learn. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, we pray. Amen. So, where do we begin? We start at the very beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As I said before, before He shows Himself as provider, before He's ever called healer, before we know Him as shepherd, He is Bore, the Creator. This is the first thing God tells us about Himself. Our relationship with God starts here. Every story has an opening scene. Every life has a beginning. And the opening scene of Scripture isn't a problem. It's a creative act. There's no chaos, no darkness too deep, no emptiness too vast for God to speak into it and bring something new. That's who He is. In the very first words of the Bible, we're introduced to God not as a distant idea or a cosmic force, but as the one who creates. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that's our starting point, not just for the story of the Bible, but for every one of our stories too. The Hebrew word for creator is Bore. In Genesis 1:1, it says He created heaven and earth. But in Isaiah 40:28, it says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. The word Bore is powerful. when the Bible uses it, it's only ever for God. No one else creates like this. Human beings can build, invent, assemble, imagine. But only God creates out of nothing. The theologians call it creatio ex nihilo, where we see emptiness, God sees a blank canvas. Where we see nothing, God sees potential. And here's what I love. Creation wasn't just something God did once and then walked away. He's still creating. He's still making things new. Lamentations says his mercies are new every morning. In Isaiah, God says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? He is not just the creator. He is the recreator. He brings life out of death, hope out of despair, order out of chaos. And this means you are not an accident. The universe is not random. God made it, and he made you on purpose. You are wanted. You are known. You have a place in his story. Maybe you're here this morning and your life feels a little formless, a little empty. Maybe there's a place in your heart where you've given up hope, or a relationship that feels broken beyond repair. I want you to remember, the same God who said, let there be light, can speak into your darkness. The same God who shaped the universe can bring shape to your life. There is no mess so big, no void so deep, that the Creator cannot step in and bring beauty, order, and life. I remember a time when I was at the end of my rope. Nothing made sense. Nothing seemed to be working. It felt like I was staring at a blank black page. God stepped in. He brought people around me. He spoke words I needed to hear. He began to weave something new in me. Looking back, I see his fingerprints everywhere. That's what the Creator does. He doesn't just start the universe. He starts new things in us. Look at the world around you, the stars, the sunrise, intricacy of a single flower, the laughter of a child. All of it shouts, there is a Creator. The beauty and order in creation are not just evidence of God's power. They're evidence of his care, his artistry, and most importantly, his love. So today, as we begin this series, I want you to ask, where do I need to remember God as creator? Where do I need him to create something new? Invite him in. A God who brings galaxies out of nothing can bring hope out of your emptiness. And this is just the beginning. Bore tells us what God does. He creates. But he is also Elohim, the mighty one who brings all this into being. Next, let's look at God as Elohim, a powerful God who creates and sustains all things. So God is Bore, the creator. But the very first name scripture uses for him is Elohim. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. Not just a title, it's a revelation. This is the name that runs like a thread through all of creation, the name that appears over 2,500 times in the Hebrew Bible. Every time you see God in your Old Testament, it's usually Elohim. Now, you might have heard people say that because Elohim is a plural word in Hebrew, it points to God being more than one, maybe even to a doctrine like the Trinity. But the truth is, all throughout the scripture, Elohim is paired with singular verbs and adjectives. The Hebrew language uses this plural form to express majesty and greatness, not number. It's like calling God the King of Kings or Lord of Lords. It's about his supremacy, not about there being more than one God. So let's be clear. There is only one true God. The Shema in Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Some people throughout history have tried to read more into the word Elohim, as if it hints at God at being more than one. The scripture is clear and consistent from beginning to end. There is only one God. Elohim is about his greatness, not about a number of persons. Elohim tells us about God's power, his vastness, his ability to create and sustain everything. But it never means there are multiple gods or persons. God is absolutely one, unique, unrivaled, and undivided. We serve the one true God, the only creator. Psalms 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Every sunrise, every star, every thunderstorm is a sermon preached by creation. All pointing back to Elohim, the mighty one, the artist, the author behind it all. But Elohim isn't just out there spinning galaxies and painting sunsets. He's personal. He's close. The same God who holds the universe together also holds you in the very palm of his hand. He knows every hair on your head, every hidden thought, every ache and longing in your heart. The creator of the Andromeda galaxy is not too busy for you. He pays attention. I want you to imagine, just for a moment, the scale of what Elohim has made. Scientists estimate there are more than 100 billion galaxies in the observable universe. Each galaxy contains billions of stars. Our sun is just one, and our planet is a speck. And yet, Elohim sees you. He knows you. He cares for you. The same hands that stretched out the heavens are reaching out for you right now. That's who we worship. Not a distant force. Not a cold clockmaker who wound up the universe and stepped away. But Elohim, God Almighty, God involved, God who creates, sustains, and loves. So if you're struggling to believe that God cares about your smallness, your worries, your needs, remember, the same God who spun Saturn's rings is the God who hears your quietest prayer. That's right. Your quietest prayer. The same God who filled the oceans with living things is able to fill your life with hope and purpose and meaning. Elohim is the God of creation, but he's also the God who wants to meet you right here today. Don't let the size of the universe make you feel insignificant. Let it remind you of how significant you are to the one who made it all. Wow, what a powerful thought that is. But the universe is so vast, so huge. And yet he knows and cares about you. What significance right there. Oh, hallelujah. If that doesn't make you want to stop and shout hallelujah, I don't know how well. Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Thank you. Now, as we reflect on God as creator, it's important to see how this connects to Yeshua. Sometimes we think of creation as something far removed from our daily lives, or even from the message of salvation. But scripture shows us a deeper connection, one that brings the story of creation right into the heart of the good news. John 1:1-3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him. And apart from him, nothing was made that has come into being." Colossians 1:16 backs this up. For by him, we're talking about Yeshua here, all things were created in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen. All things were created through him and for him. Every time I read him in these verses, that him is Yeshua. So Yeshua, the one we worship and trust, isn't just a part of the story. He is at the very center of it. The very power that spoke light into the darkness, that set the stars in the sky, is the same power that came to us in Yeshua, the Messiah. The Creator stepped into his creation, not as a distant observer, but as our Redeemer, our Teacher, our Savior. Why does this matter? Because if Yeshua is the one through whom all things were made, then there is nothing in your life that is outside his reach. The same one who shaped the universe is able to shape your life. The one who said, "Let there be light," can bring light to your darkness. The one who ordered the world with wisdom can bring order to your chaos. The one who made you knows you, inside and out, and he is more than able to restore, renew, and sustain you. That is why we can trust him completely. He isn't just a helper or a guide. You've heard people talk about spirit guides. The Holy Spirit is our spirit guide. Not like they say it, spirit guides, but Holy Spirit, he is our guide. Yeshua teaches us and guides us by his Spirit. So when you call on Yeshua, you're calling on the one who made everything and holds everything together. Even your life, even your struggles, even your future. Nothing to worry about. The Holy Spirit. Not just any spirit guide, but the one, the only Holy Spirit. Amen. So as we move forward in this series, keep this in mind. The God who creates is the God who saves. And Yeshua is all we need. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. As we close today, I want us to pause and bring this message home, to let it settle in our hearts, not just our minds. We've talked about Bore, the Creator, and Elohim, the mighty God who made everything. You've seen Yeshua at the center of creation itself. But what does all this mean for you right now? Let me ask you a couple of questions. Questions I hope you'll really wrestle with this week. Where do you need to remember God as Creator in your life right now? Is there an area where you started to believe you're on your own, or where you've forgotten that God can make something out of nothing? Are there places of chaos, emptiness, or darkness in your heart or your circumstances, where you need him to create something new? Maybe it's a relationship that feels broken beyond repair. Maybe it's a dream that's faded, or a hope that feels out of reach. Maybe it's simply the day-to-day grind that's wearing you down. Wherever that is, the same God who spoke light into the darkness is here right now. He's not done creating. He's not done restoring, and he's definitely not done with you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here today. The fact that you're here proves that he loves you and he has something for you. Reach out your hand and grab it. Let's pray. God, our Creator, Bore, Elohim, we come before you. amazed by the work of your hands and the wonder of your heart. Thank you for making all things, for making us, and for not leaving us alone in the chaos. Today we invite you to create again. Where there's darkness, bring your light. Where there's emptiness, fill us up with your presence. Where there's confusion, bring your order and peace. Speak into our lives, just as you spoke at the beginning. Let there be newness. Let there be hope. Let there be life. We trust you, our Creator, and we surrender every broken piece to you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Now, as we respond to this message in worship, I want you to lift up your eyes, just like the psalmist, to the heavens, to creation, to the God who is both mighty and near. Let's sing together about his greatness and his creative power. As we do, let's believe the same God who made the stars is still at work right here, right now, in us. Let's worship. Wow, what a powerful time we've had together today. Pray the worship drove the message home and that the message planted in you a desire to know our Creator, Elohim, better. As we leave this place, remember, the God who formed the universe is still forming beauty on purpose in you. He is not distant. He is personal, present, and powerful. He is all we need. Next week, we'll continue this journey by exploring God Most High and Everlasting, El Elyon and El Olam. I encourage you to come back ready for more and to invite someone who needs to know the God who made everything is able to meet every need. So as you go, may you walk this week with the confidence that your Creator walks with you and brings shalom to your home.